wants to volunteer to be a patient? Okay, you be my patient. You're gonna hop up on the table.
Pam David is a certified registered nurse first assistant at Mercy Medical Center in Rogers. She's talking to a group of teenagers who toured the hospital's surgical suites last week. The students were members of the Keystone Club, a character and leadership group at the Boys and Girls Club. In addition to a patient, participants were also able to choose other roles such as a doctor, CRNA, or CST, and were taught more about those professions. Cindy Menjivar, Special Projects Coordinator at the Boys and Girls Club of Benton County, says all of the visiting students are interested in the medical field.
I think it's important just so they can see that it's something that, like, it's an attainable goal. You know, I don't want them to think, you know, nursing school is super hard, it's very competitive, because I think all of them can make it in the medical field. So I want them to really think about it and, you know, experience, get a little taste of everything.
Menjivar says they help Keystone Club members focus on school by taking them on college tours and hosting guest speakers. She says when this opportunity presented itself, they snagged it.
One of our Keystone members from the Bentonville unit, her mom is a staff here, and first we started, we got a tour of the whole facility. We got to go and look at the lab, and they got to see, like, samples and blood cells and all that kind of stuff. And then she actually approached me about, you know, possibly bringing them in and scrubbing in, and the kids were super excited about it, especially with, you know, a lot of them being seniors. They're thinking about college and nursing school and all that kind of stuff.
This is real surgery, Pam. What we do is before we do we say, hi, my name's Carol. I'm going to be your nurse today. Can you tell me your name and date of birth?
Carol Piakowski, director of surgery, also spoke to the teens. Participants learned about the various tasks that must be accomplished prior to and during surgery. They were also given a summary of the amount of education required for different medical field positions. Before entering the operating room, the teenagers donned scrubs and surgical caps. Piakowski says the benefit of these types of visits is giving participants a hands-on experience.
Kids who are interested in a medical career, they can read about it, they can YouTube, they can see the video, but they can't get hands-on any other way. And so to see what we really do and to see how things work in here, they have to come in and actually do it here. So it's just fun for them.
The students' hands-on experience included learning how to properly scrub in.
You're going to wet your brush, get some soap on it, and then you're going to start with your palms of your hands, getting the soap, and then you're going to do your nails about 20 times. And then you're going to do each, like, this side of this finger 10 times, this side of this finger 10 times, this side of this finger 10 times, and you go through each finger.
Four sides. It's called an anatomical scrub.
Next, they return to the OR and don their surgical gowns.
See these two folds? Those are going to be where your arms are going to go. So you're going to dive into your gown.
Whoa. Good job.
After that, they split into two groups. The first group practiced cauterizing a banana.
We were using bananas as our patient, and the kids would take an electric cautery, and that uses radio frequency current that would open the banana skin with the electric cautery, and then we had them suture with a suture and close the skin back up so they could get a feel for what it's like. Well, not quite the same, but to open and close patients.
Piakowski took the students step by step through the suturing process and offered words of encouragement to the surgical novices.
Your right hand. Okay, you're gonna hold it like this. Okay? Fingers. Okay? No? Down. Okay. Now this is your cut, right? So, oh, look at that instinct. She grabbed it with the pickups just the way she's supposed to. Isn't that awesome? Okay, so you're gonna go through that end and the other. Perfect. Now.
Across the hall in another OR, the second group of teenagers learned about laparoscopy, a group of operations performed with the aid of a camera in the abdomen or pelvis. The laparoscope allows doctors to perform surgery in a minimally invasive manner. One student had to guide a camera around a black box full of sticks of gum and pieces of candy. While looking at the screens overhead, the other student used a grasping instrument to pick up the stick of gum and place it on top of a platform inside the box. They quickly discovered that task was a little more complex than it seemed.
Okay, now the platform's over here.
Now, so
electric
current,
for you.
When it goes in, that little tiny tip, it will burn. This is real stuff.
One of the visiting Keystone members was 17-year-old Tanya Perez. The recent Rogers High School graduate has been interested in the medical field from a young age and has plans to become a registered nurse.
The schooling, you know, it takes a while and it's really competitive, but I'm sure in the end it'll be enjoyable to do, really fun, and you just get to go home with that feeling that you actually made a difference on an everyday, basis.
Although the Keystone Club members were only at the hospital for a few hours, the visit confirmed Perez's desire to pursue a nursing career.
It's just the whole experience, just the fact that the hospital is letting us do this. I mean, it's pretty neat. It's really making me push forward on becoming a nurse. It just seems really fun and exciting.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.